up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Zach Russell. How you doing, man?
Doing good, Sam. How are you?
Good, good. I've been looking forward to this. It's good to finally meet you. And I guess just first and foremost, have you been busy, man? Like with shows, recording, anything like that?
Yeah, I stay pretty busy with a little bit of everything.
Nice, nice. That's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah.
Right on. Let's just get right into it, dude. So when I first listened to you, you stood out immediately. Like your sound, like it's very unique, I guess. It's a sound like I would call like, you know, kind of like Appalachian sounding, like that kind of country, that region, at least in my opinion. But
Appalachian.
I should know that because I'm from freaking Kentucky too. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you good? No worries.
But the thing is that it is very, while it still sounds like that style, it's still uniquely yours, I think, if that makes any sense. I know it's your song when I hear it. So how would you, I guess, describe your sounds or, you know, I guess your influences, but mainly just like, how would you describe your own style?
Well, I think everything's kind of built off the foundation of like gospel and bluegrass and hymns, you know, everything kind of jumps from there into whatever direction I take it. And I'm really fond of old sounds and really fond of tension in my songs, you know, like weird chords and, you know, just the leaving and returning to resolution. Also, just, you know, I just follow my own inspiration. You know, I'm not really listening to what's going on and in even the Americana scene. You know, I don't like to take in a lot of current things. I think that's, you know, you take unique stuff in, you're bound to put unique stuff out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And I'd say you're doing pretty well at that, man. And not only like what I hear when I listen to your stuff, but the writing is crazy. Like it's great. And you mentioned hymns and that kind of thing. I've noticed that that's like religion or, you know, like God, like it's kind of a common theme in your songs, if that's fair to say. Have you always been like that? Or like, it's cool to see songs about that kind of thing nowadays, I guess. Like, I don't see it much, especially in the mainstream. So I guess, has that always been like with you?
Well, it comes and goes. And I think, as I've gotten older, you know, I was raised in church and now like my beliefs don't align. But so now I think you hear a lot of me reclaiming those things in my own way without all the baggage and just mess that comes along with it. Still a big believer in the things unseen and things we don't understand, things we can't capture, the immaterial world. Yeah.
And I think the best place to like the best avenue of like talking about that kind of thing, no matter how you feel about it, is through song. And being able to pull that off as well as you do in a lot of yours is like that's a pretty cool feat. And we don't have to go all the way back and talk about like when you first got started and all that cliche stuff. But I am interested because I want to be accurate here. Were you in Nashville at one point and you left Nashville, or like I was reading about you and I noticed that part was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I was in Nashville more or less for about a decade. Between, you know, I went to MTSU for school and was just kind of trying to figure out how to do the music thing there, and then was in after school I was in like Nashville proper for a few years, and then I was on the road with some bands, and then me and my wife were in Nashville for a couple years for her work. And then it got to the point where I was just kind of done with the city and needed a little more space and had to leave. Yeah.
Did you find your, like, on the creative side, whether it's your songwriting or whatever, has changed since you have left, like, in a positive way, negative way, anything like that, or just any way at all?
Yeah, I think there was some good songs that came out of it for sure. Mm-hmm. And from the things I saw there, but ever since getting back home, I felt way more inspired and just spending time with nature and just watching its cycles, you know, has been an endless source of inspiration for me.
Yeah, right on, man. And like, obviously your sound isn't something that you typically hear in Nashville nowadays, at least at this current time. So was it, and I'm not trying to get you to slam Nashville here, just be honest, was it hard to kind of find a community out there? I know like the songwriting community out there is super strong, but like, just like, you know, I guess peers or anything like that.
Well, I mean, for me it was, and that's not to say that, you know, people don't go there and find their crowd,
mm-hmm.
but I never found a space that felt like I fit in it over there. Yeah. It's a necessary evil. Like, I mean, we could definitely shit on it.
Whatever you want. I just don't want you to think I'm baiting you into anything.
No. Well, it's, you know, it's a necessary thing.
Yeah.
For the business to have a home base, you know, it just makes sense. But for me, it's like, how are you going to move to Nashville, to this giant metropolis, to make country music? You know, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's like, that simple for me.
Yeah, like literally geographically, it can come down to that for sure. Yeah. Where are you at right now around?
I live in a town called Clinton, Tennessee. It's about 15 miles north of Knoxville.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, East Tennessee.
Cool. Yeah, I was just curious about where you went after that, but that leads me to something else. When it comes to finding your scene or your crowd, I was talking to a guy named Tristan Tritt yesterday, and he has a very cool, like, unique sound. He's like a rock guy, but he brought up how he's from Georgia, but he found a tight group in like the Texas scene. Do you find it something like similar to that with you? Like, where would you, if you are placed in a group, which nowadays doesn't matter, to be quite honest with you, you could just do whatever the hell you want. But if you were like placed in a group or a genre or a certain scene, like, is there somewhere like that that comes to mind?
Like geographically or?
Or just like with, like, you have like Red Dirt Country, you have like the Appalachian stuff. Like, is there a place you find yourself, you know, put in a box at, whether good or bad?
I don't know. I mean, I think I get lumped in with Americana, and I'll use mm-hmm. that word for myself if, you know, just because if I, you know, just need a quick point of reference for someone, you know, just to get them in the right direction. But it still doesn't feel true to me. I feel more like a Van Morrison or something, you know, like, controversy noted in recent years, but just the, just a creative artist that just wants to follow, whatever feels exciting and real to me at the moment. Yeah, I really don't. I try not to put a lot of rules on myself or like, oh, that doesn't sound country enough for this record. You know, that's too weird. You know, we don't do any of that. Yeah.
Right on. And that's like very refreshing, like nowadays. I mean, obviously, you have like the biggest artists ever are switching genres around like it's nothing, which totally, you know, totally fine with that, obviously. But it's cool. I feel like it might take a lot to have yourself have that mentality of fuck it, we're going to do what we want to do here. We're going to, like, I don't care what it sounds like as long as it works for me. Was it hard to kind of get into that kind of mind space to like really just say, all right, we're branching out? It just meeting you just now, it probably wasn't. You seem like a pretty I'm doing it my own way kind of guy, but how was that for you?
You know, I some people may tell you that, you know, this it started sooner than I really see it as starting, because, you know, like I did put my lead single off my first like label release album. You know, I put out a 7-minute long song against the advice of everyone else. You know, like I was just like, I just want to stand out. But really, like recently, I think I took another layer off, because it just came down to like, I did my taxes for like the end of 2024, and just like, man, I made zero money and just paid a whole bunch of people a bunch of money, and I ran myself ragged. And for what? So if I'm not being my truest self, and I'm not, you know, like following my own gut and instincts and having fun with it, then what's the point, you know, of just like beating my head against the wall constantly and trying to play the game right, trying to follow the rules. If like, if you get to the end and you still broke anyway, like what's it matter? Just do what you feel.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that. Cause I guess, yeah, if you're putting everything into it, it might as well be what you want to do. And,
I guess I thought like, oh, I'm just going to be like rich and famous, and I'm just going to make this same record over and over again. But then when that didn't happen, you know, just this other part of me came alive that was just like, well, if this is my one trip around the sun, like I get to be an artist, you know, like I already am an artist. So like, why not just be that as much as I can and as true to myself as possible?
Yeah. So I guess going off that then, and this, I hope this don't sound too eclectic of a question, but being an artist, what does that mean to you? Like people call themselves songwriters. There's people who are more like performers, whatever. But when you say I'm an artist, like to you, what does that mean? Like, what does that make you want to put out into the world? Is it more than just a song to you? Like I kind of like with your creative process, like how would you describe it?
Well, I always think of Willie Nelson's got a quote or a lyric from a Willie Nelson song. I'm blanking on the name of it right now. But it's, you can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say.
Mm.
And I think it all starts with, who are you? What are you trying to say to the world? And then, and like, once you start with something to say, it's really kind of easy to fill in the blanks of getting the song there. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like you got the beginning and the end now. So you just need to figure out how to get there.
Interesting.
But there are also, you know, there are artists, you know, I think, you know, a lot of times people get really riled up about calling people artists that don't write their own songs. And I get that to an extent. You know, there's definitely some like, you know, just like label manufactured people out there that are just like parroting lyrics, and you know, and that's a low form of art in my opinion. But there are also people out there like that can just breathe life into things and have a vision for a song after the fact that makes it a good song, you know, like, like a good artist can make a good song out of just about anything, I think. So that's a separate skill set, like aside from the songwriting, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which I like to try and do that as well. Like take, you know, just create new sounds, new spaces and new feels.
I mean, that's literally like, that's what made me like my ears perk up when I first heard you. Luckily I was recommended, you were recommended to me, but when I went to listen, I was like, okay, this shit's different. Like this is, it does feel like you're putting, you know, breathing life, like you said, into a song. And I'm, and another thing with artists to me is I think what says a lot about them throughout the years is when they are able to get weird, get experimental, and pull it off. and making it seem like so seamless and make it seem like they're not trying to, you know, fake anything either. Like it still sounds, you know, like them.
There's definitely weird for the sake of being weird, which is a different thing than what we're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like, do you find, do you think that's kind of how you've been going along throughout your career so far? Like with, progressing and going to a different sound, a different style for this single, anything like that. And if you are, is it natural? Is it just something natural, or are you kind of forcing yourself to do it? Not really forcing, but just like, we got to really try and nail this. Or is it just like, oh shit, they came out completely different. Like that kind of thing.
I think it's both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sometimes both, you know, sometimes things are naturally, you know, especially in the studio, like I like to get guys together, and it takes a really high level of musician to do this. But once you get that high level of musician and get a group of them in the studio together, you know, you can play them the song for the first time, let them chart it out. Mm-hmm. And then you go in and you play it for the first time together. And it's like, you know, completely different than you would have imagined. And then you're having to, then you're like, okay, now I have to find a way to imagine and see myself in this song now too. That's also natural and it fits mm-hmm. this. And I guess having the wherewithal to know what feels good and what doesn't, you know, like, knowing when we're on to something and when it's like, no, I don't think so. You know?
Yeah.
And not shutting that down just because it's different than what you used to, or because you struggle to see yourself grow large enough to be what that song needs.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. And that leads right into what I was going to ask next is, how do you know when a song is finished? Like, this is what I want. This is the final product. Like, what in your head snaps to where you're like, all right, we're good?
Well, I like to take kind of space from things. Like, you know, we'll have the, you know, the studio mix down. And then it's like, I like to have at least a week or two or something to like give space between it, so I'm coming in with fresh ears. Cause it's really easy to just, when you get done in the studio, like, yep, this is it. This is the record, you know? Yep. But if you deny yourself the opportunity to get in there and experiment just a little bit, sometimes you cut yourself off mm-hmm. from some really good ideas. And sometimes, you know, there are certain songs where it's like, yeah, this doesn't need anything. Like, this is just what it needs to be. And I guess it's just following your ear, you know, like trusting your artistic sensibility to be like, this is good. This is what it needs to be. Sometimes it's just time limit, you know, like this has to be done because the deadline's 2 days from now, you know, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, man, for sure. Like that's, I don't understand the whole time limit. That just sounds like stressful within itself, especially nowadays when, you know, the industry is like single, 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 like we need to put singles out. And it just sounds like such a stress. Are you like more of an album guy or more of a singles guy? Some, or like personally, cause like, I know, like I just said, like this nowadays, it's just about, with the short attention span everyone has, it's just all about releasing singles. Is that tough to, was that tough to kind of change into over time? And like, all right, people are just, I don't know. I'm kind of mumbling right now, bumbling, but to you, like, is it hard to adapt to that in modern day?
Well, I mean, I certainly am. Like when I listen to music, like I'm an album guy.
You know?
Like I want to get in a headspace, and I want this, especially if it's somebody I'm really into, you know, it's like, take me. And you got the map, you know, like, let's go. Yeah. But when I came off the last album, it was just such a big, exhausting task, like just with press around it and all this minutia and all this stuff that, and then, you know, we spent like 18 months, like finishing and promoting this record and curating all this content for it. And it was like supposed to make me, you know, like this huge star. And then when it didn't happen, and it kind of just like all that work just fizzled out in like 3-4 weeks, you know, we were back down to, you know, a plateau, and it wasn't where I wanted it to be. It wasn't enough to start making money. So I was like, man, like, I just am not ready to start that again. And I was like, yeah. And plus, you know, it seemed to be like the industry was calling for singles too. So it was just like, well, let's just have some fun with some. So it was a way for me to kind of just play with styles. Like, these songs don't have to make sense together. Like, we can do whatever we want. And yeah, just a little low commitment, like, easier thing to do, I guess, to give me a breather and just have some creative fun.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, man, for sure. And it's just like that, along with the social media is such a huge thing now, and having to, it's a necessary evil, like the TikToks, all that stuff, what we're doing right now, you know, like podcasts, like I could imagine being on your end of it as an artist, being very, I guess, overwhelmed and also annoyed, having to know, like, this comes with it now. You can't just make music and put it out. And like, now it's like, oh, let's hopefully it'll go viral, that kind of shit. Are you a big, like, you know, like, social media guy?
No, I mean, I do it, but I do it because I see, you know, you just see so many guys that are just like, I don't do social media, you know, like, it's lame. And I'm just like, yeah, it is lame, but I'm not gonna be a guy that, like, the old man yelling at the sky, you know, it's just like, this is not the way I want things to be, you know, and then just like doesn't have a career because of it. So, you know, we're trying to, and we're still sorting out, me and Candace, sorting out how to do it in a way that feels authentic. Cause that's one of my big concerns, is like, anything I do, I want it to be real, and I want to be able to, you know, stand behind anything that gets posted. And, and so when you start talking about, you need 3, 4, 5 posts a week, you know, that starts to become a huge task. And I mean, even a decade ago, like, when, you know, Childers and some of those guys were getting going, like, you didn't have to do it, you know, it's like, but now it is, it could have helped you back then, but now it is absolutely not an option to exclude yourself from it. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah, it's just, it's some guys and gals are just made for it, and they just kill it every post. It's crazy to see. It's like, it's just, I don't know how they do it. But dude, let's talk about what you got coming up. I guess first off, music. What you got coming down the pipe? Anything coming up?
Yeah, on the 25th, I've got a single coming out, and we're just now we haven't posted about it. I mentioned it on a podcast I was on last week. We're just now kind of starting to talk about it, because another thing with social media is like, you don't want to post an ad and it go viral before the song's out, you know, because then there's no place for people to go. So you're like, okay, well, now it's more about just like soft announce and then like hit it hard after the opening. So but anyway,
well, if it helps, this is going to come out after that. So you can talk about it if you'd like to.
Oh, like, all right.
It'll be out by the time the single is.
I wasn't going to not talk about it. I guess I was just speaking more like why you haven't seen anything about it. It's a really cool tune. I'm really excited about it. It's a really fun track. I took this, it's my first time releasing a song that I did not write. So this is kind of what we're talking about. It's just my being an artist and not a songwriter. So it's an old song called Who Will Sing For Me. It's like a old time song, basically saying like, you know, I sing at all these funerals, but when I die, who's going to sing for me?
Okay.
And it's kind of like the slow waltzy song, but I turned it into like a kind of like a jam band track.
Fuck yeah.
And so it's got really good energy and yeah, just fun tune. Had a killer band for it. Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. Yeah, July 25th, which, like you said, I guess this will already be out. So
it will be out.
Yeah, go listen now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, future me can't wait to hear it. but yeah, man, that's exciting. What about shows? Got anything, any dates coming up you want to hit?
Yeah, let me see. I'll pull up the list here.
Yeah, I always forget to give them the warning to like, hey, get their dates out, because I just drop that on my guests and they're like, oh, fuck, I don't know.
it wouldn't have mattered if you prepared me. I still probably wouldn't have been prepared. let's see. Yeah, I've got several things coming up. I've got some shows coming up with Pony Bradshaw. I don't know if you're familiar with.
Oh, right
with that
on.
Act.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we're in Charleston, South Carolina, on the 31st of July, and then Charlotte on the 1st of August, and Greenville on the 16th of August, and then we've got the 3rd through the 6th. It's like, let's see, it's Maryland, Elkton, DC, Richmond, and Norfolk, Virginia, and a couple of other little things in there too. Let's see, I believe it's the 9th. We're doing a show in Kentucky. It's like a private, I don't think it's private, some little fundraiser thing. I should have known that. But yeah, that's going to be fun. We got a couple things in there too that I don't think are announced yet. But yeah, so we got some cool dates coming up. Yeah.
Right on, man. Before we go, I wanted to ask you this earlier, and I'm glad I remember it now. But you were talking about Who Will Sing For Me, which is going to be out by the time everyone's listening to this. You mentioned that that's the first one you put out that you didn't like write. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So, and you also said it was an older song though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can remember back, like, was that hard to adjust to play a song that you didn't write, like that kind of thing, or you know what I mean? Or was that kind of like easy to like do?
Well, yeah, it wasn't too hard. I mean, I come from, you know, church background and bluegrass background. So I've had some experience, you know, like finding myself in other people's songs, but this will be the first time I felt like confident enough in something to like record it and release it.
Right on. Well, yeah, dude, like I said, I'm really stoked to hear it. Everyone make sure to listen to that too. Who will sing for me, which is out now. And Zach, dude, thanks for hopping on. This was a lot of fun. It was, I'm a really big fan now. Like I couldn't believe
Thank
what
you,
I was
man.
Hearing, like truthfully. And
I really appreciate that, Sam.
For sure. And one more thing before we go, if you want to put out your socials, website, anything like that, plugs, the floor is yours.
Yeah, it's just, ZachRussellMusic.com on the website, and I believe it's Zach Russell. So at ITS Zach Russell, Zach with an H, Russell with two S's, two L's. And that's pretty much everything. Yeah, at least it'll get you there, I think. On everything.
Yeah, I just say, hey, Google us and we'll pop up.
Well, if you Google Zach Russell, you get there's also a baseball player or something.
A baseball player, yes.
There was another guy
right
in a boy band probably 15 years ago. And now there's a comedian.
A comedian.
Zach Russell.
Look at that.
He's actually really funny. He's got a podcast, and I messaged him. I was like, dude, you got to have me on the podcast next time I'm in New York. Like, that would be so funny. Like, I don't know how that all pans out, but we'll, you know.
Yeah, his people talk to your people.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure, man. But like I said, thanks a lot, Zach. It was really fun. Thanks everyone else for listening. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
All right, thanks, Zach. Look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. You've been turning me on all night, so why don't you and I run and tell your friends who's gonna take you home tonight? Try